The Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. It's overworked, behind on making recommended improvements, and its administrator is getting on the nerves of lawmakers. At least that's what emerged from a House Oversight Committee hearing. Out of 25 GAO recommendations, it came to light, made for that office to help improve its transparency and accountability, OIRA has only adopted 9 of them. Administrator Howard Chalansky had trouble providing the right answers to congressional questions. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers joins me with more. And Meredith, it's probably a good idea to give us a little background about the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs.
The Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, or OIRA, it's part of the Office of Management and Budget, and it was established by the Paperwork Reduction Act of 1980. And among its duties, OIRA staff of roughly 40 full-time employees review new and existing and final regulations and ensure that the agencies that are proposing these regulations comply with public comments to ensure transparency and accountability.
I guess people often don't realize, even in the government, that every rule proposed, or maybe the government knows, has to go through OIRA, through OMB, before it can be put out to the public for comment.
Yeah, that's right. And that's because some of these major rules and regulations, yes, the government passes thousands of them each year, but some of these, you know, have to do with things like handicap accessibility, food safety, clean water. And so the idea is to keep this rulemaking process as open and transparent as possible because this is going to affect taxpayers. So the administrator, Howard Chalansky, says his staff will meet with any party interested in a certain rule. That includes stakeholders, taxpayers, business owners, advocates. And in the past 2 years, the staff of 40 have hosted about 900 of these meetings. And so here is Mr. Chalansky explaining OIRA's role in the rulemaking process.
OIRA plays an important role in this process by ensuring that agencies' regulatory proposals contain sufficient detail, explanation, and underlying analysis for the public to provide meaningful comments and response. Such transparency is essential to the public's ability to influence the regulations with which they must eventually live.
That was Mr. Chalansky testifying on the importance and significance of his office's work, and that's what it means to taxpayers.
And Meredith, why did lawmakers want this hearing in the first place?
So the House Subcommittee on Government Operations, which was the subcommittee that talked with Chalansky, called this meeting as a year update to the last time he appeared before them. In the past 12 months, there's been a subpoena that was issued with Chalansky's name on it about information related to the Waters of the United States rule. And there's been a number of recommendations made by the Government Accountability Office, and lawmakers wanted to know what the status of those recommendations were. So Michelle Sager, Director of Strategic Issues at the Government Accountability Office, said OIRA has complied with 9 of 25 recommendations that have been made in the past 10 years or so. She said the office has taken action on additional recommendations, but the GAO is working on getting documentation and proof that OIRA is doing that. So here's Representative Jerry Connolly, who is from Virginia, explaining OIRA's significance and its somewhat mysterious but important work.
Thanks for holding another hearing on what is arguably one of the most influential and consequential federal agencies that most Americans have never heard of. This relatively small and mostly anonymous office reviews and coordinates the issuance of vital federal regulations that have an impact on our nation's economy, environment, public health, and safety.
So that was Virginia Representative Jerry Connolly describing the work of OIRA and why it is important to have this hearing.
I guess you can't tell from that whether he's an admirer or not yet. So what are some of the challenges that OIRA is facing, Meredith?
Yeah, so Richard Williams, who works for George Mason University, he explained that regulatory agencies have about 280,000 workers, and that's compared to the 40 at OIRA. And between 2004 and 2014, the office only looked at about 8% of the rules that passed through their office. So we're talking about 3,000 to 4,000 rules every year. And so Mr. Williams, he used to work at OIRA and he also worked with the FDA, so he's seen both sides of the rulemaking process. And this is how he describes the environment of OIRA.
While federal agencies have grown to twice the size that they were in 1980, OIRA, the arm of OMB that's supposed to oversee regulations, has been halved. Regulatory agencies now have about 280,000 employees versus about 40 in OIRA. And OIRA only looks at a small percentage of the 3,000 to 4,000 regulations that we get each year. Between 2004 and 2014, they only looked at 8%, and they've only returned one regulation in the last 5 years. But even with those they do review, the record is not an encouraging one. In that same 10-year period, only 116 out of roughly 3,000 major rules had estimates of both benefits and costs, and many of those estimates were quite poor. So where OIRA was reasonably effective at the outset, the growing imbalance between OIRA and the agencies is producing these poor results. It is now David versus Godzilla.
That was Richard Williams with the George Mason University's Mercatus Center.
And we're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. So during this hearing, Meredith, did the lawmakers get the answers they wanted?
Not exactly. Several of the committee members and Schilansky got into a pretty heated conversation on the subpoena that has his name on it regarding the Waters of the United States rule and whether or not his office is providing all the information and doing it in a timely manner. So Jason Chaffetz, who was the Oversight Committee chairman, issued the subpoena back in July, and he was one of the members who got very upset that they haven't produced as much as he would like. But members of both parties were unimpressed by Schilansky's sort of hands-off reply. He said, "While I turned over 100% of the documents that I had, gave them to my general counsel and legislative affairs office, and they're working with your staff." And Connolly, again, the representative from Virginia, said that's only playing into the hands of critics, withholding information or saying, "Oh, I don't know what's going on. It's out of my hands." It looks like he's either trying to hide something or conceal something. And that's not what you want when you're dealing with an agency that directly handles rules that affect American taxpayers. So here's a piece of that debate between Representative Connolly and Schilansky.
"It was left out there that you were uncooperative with this committee. I'm trying to establish for the record that there's another side to that story. You've, in fact, your office has produced 4,000 pages to this committee. Now, maybe that's not to the full satisfaction of somebody, or maybe they didn't find what they wanted. But it's not like you haven't been meeting with this committee and cooperating. But it's not helpful to me or you for you to wash your hands off and saying, 'Well, I don't know anything about that.'"
"No, here's what I know.
When you're under subpoena, how can the head of an office under subpoena tell this committee, 'I'm unaware of it, I don't know, not
that's
my business'?"
That's not what I said, Mr. Connolly.
It comes damn close to what you said, Mr. Schilansky.
Well, if I may, I'd like to clarify.
That was Jerry Connolly warning Schilansky about the perception he's giving his office by not monitoring a subpoena with his name on it.
And was Schilansky able to clarify, as he promised he would?
No.
All right. So pretty tough hearing and no real resolution of the issues surrounding OIRA.
Yeah. The subcommittee chairman, Mark Meadows, he said, I kind of consider this a reset. So hopefully we'll get a little bit more information the next time around.
All right. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks so much for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
Read her story and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.